We're going to begin the program with the news out of El Paso, Texas. Police say that one person, a man, is in custody after a shooting that took place near a Walmart and shopping center around 10 a.m. local time, just after the mall opened. El Paso police say multiple people were killed. This is a developing story. Details have been coming out little by little all day. So we're going to get the latest now from El Paso. We're joined by reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe. She's in El Paso right now. Monica, welcome.
Hi, Michelle.
So I understand that we have a little bit of information about the shooter. What can you tell us so far?
Yes, not much. There's still no confirmation about the total number of injured or casualties from the El Paso police. It's possible that the number might be high if there were a couple thousand people in the Walmart at the time of the shooting. The newest information police have provided is that the suspect in custody is a white male in his 20s. Police say he was taken into custody without incident or shots fired. Other information we have is that, yes, the shooting began roughly at 10 a.m. El Paso time in one of the busiest Walmarts in the city. As far as weapons, police have reports of a rifle being used, but not much more. Outside, there are still helicopters hovering overhead. And earlier, there was a mass casualty ambulance parked just behind the building.
And you were saying that it's a very busy place, and I'd note that school there opens in just about a little over a week. So tell us a little bit more about the place where this happened and how busy was it?
Yeah, so this shooting happened in one of the busiest Walmarts in the city, particularly on a Saturday. It's located in a major commercial area together with a Sam's Club, a movie theater, and two large malls. In addition to local shoppers, this is a site that attracts lots of Mexican nationals. The U.S.-Mexico border and our neighboring Mexican sister city, Juarez, is only about a 15-minute drive from here. On weekends, you'll hear both English and Spanish in the aisles and see Mexican plates in the parking lot. It's a place where you can see just how interconnected these two cities and, in fact, these two countries are both culturally and economically.
Have you spoken to some of the people there? What are they saying?
Yes, so I spoke with a family of three, a mother and her two teenage children who were shopping in the Walmart this morning. They told me they were approaching the cash register when the mother heard shots fired, then saw men enter the store and start shooting randomly. The family decided to make a run for the back store exit and luckily made it unharmed, but they described the scene inside as chaotic, lots of people screaming, small children lost, crying for their mothers. Police have created a staging area for families looking for their loved ones at an area school, and I understand that the governor is on his way to visit that site.
That is reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe. She was with us from El Paso, Texas, where a shooting took place earlier today, and there are reports of multiple victims. Monica, thank you.
You're welcome.